Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to go right to this. This is a great awakening. The church is beginning to stir for revival. We want to hear this because I believe that the hearts are ripe for revival. Take a look at this.
I'm going to send a third great awakening to America.
A greater great awakening than the world has ever seen.
Christian leader Dutch Sheets pushes and preaches this coming Reformation almost full time now. Journalist and author Jennifer LeClaire writes about it in The Next Great Move of God.
What's interesting about the origins of this book is that Jennifer had for years as a journalist been observing God moving the country towards a third great awakening. But then he asked her personally to jump right in.
The Holy Spirit said, I would like you to be a participant in the revival, not just an observer of it.
So she's now bringing together Christians to pray at this Pompano Beach facility, where she also often writes. She's hoping others will seek the next move of God as well. Christian leader Dutch Sheets believes Americans must rediscover the deep links their spiritual ancestors had with the Lord. In his own new book, Sheets talks about a prophetic dream where God presented him boxing gloves.
If you're going to take out the giants in this nation, you're going to have to wear these two boxing gloves. And one said everlast, and it has everything to do with everlasting God that Abraham encountered. The other glove said evergreen. And for 6 years, I couldn't figure out what evergreen was.
Then he was presented an appeal to heaven flag based on philosopher John Locke's idea that citizens who've exhausted all appeals to unjust leaders can still appeal to heaven.
And George Washington grabbed this, put it on a flag, flew it over all the naval ships. It spread through the colonies, and it really became almost the battle cry of a nation. It was the banner we were born under.
Sheets remembers the awe that hit him when he first saw that the flag carried a huge evergreen tree.
The presence of God started coming over me, and I said, I'm about to get the other glove.
His research showed him everlast and evergreen first came together when Abraham made covenant with his everlasting God.
This goes all the way back to the father of our faith. The evergreen tree has been a symbol of eternity and eternal covenant. Abraham, when he called on everlast, he planted an evergreen tree. It was his way of saying, I'm in covenant with God forever.
America's first English settlers made a covenant with God when the first thing they did was hoist a cross on the Virginia shore.
When that cross was planted at Cape Henry in 1607, God took that very seriously.
The Pilgrims and Puritans came here to freely worship and serve God and be a shining city on a hill. God told Sheets, Americans must remember these roots.
You've got to go back to covenant. What did I have in mind? Why did I birth this nation? What were the promises made to me?
LeClaire hopes concentrating on what these earliest settlers and founding fathers did for God and country will drive us to our knees.
When we see and understand the price that they paid, and get that revelation of why they did it, and then we see now in today's age what we've lost and what we're about to lose if we don't wake up.
Christians, though, are waking up and praying fervently across the land. Sheets sees them everywhere he goes.
They are passionate, serious, desperate, understanding our true condition. If you have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
But Christian scholar Eddie Hyatt says an intense encounter with God in Hyatt's car 5 years ago showed him not to despair.
I just seemed to be enveloped in God's presence, and my mind began to be flooded with exciting, hopeful thoughts that America could see another great spiritual awakening that would change the very culture of the nation.
That night, God led Hyatt to discover America's first great awakening of the mid-1700s heavily influenced the founding fathers who fought the War of Independence.
For the first time, I saw that there was a direct connection, a direct bearing between the first great awakening and the founding of this nation.
LeClaire sees the God of Liberty using that massive spiritual event.
There was a tipping point, and it led to a sort of a spirit that would not tolerate oppression and the attacks on religious freedom.
LeClaire believes now is the critical moment America's Christians must again link up with that spirit.
Will we as Christians lay down and allow Antichrist agendas to come in and push him out of the public square? Will we stand up to the attacks on our faith, the attacks on our religious freedom?
Sheets says God wants all Christians to grab up those boxing gloves and take up that flag.
You were born under an appeal to me. And when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants and you'll see a third great awakening.
Totally awesome when you're seeing, you know, what the Lord is doing. Mm. And I just want to encourage you that it's the best of times and the worst of times. So, yeah, we know about the worst of times. But understand, that's how it was with Jehoshaphat. You know, when Jehoshaphat made some bad covenants, he joined with folks who claimed to be God's folks that wasn't God's folks. And God was upset with him for joining up with Ahab. Mm. But you're looking at the same thing today.
Yeah.
You know, a Jezebelic Ahab situation. And God's anger burned against Jehoshaphat for doing that. And the enemy was coming. The storm was coming in, and it looked really terrible, like it was going to be bad. It was going to be over. As a matter of fact, messengers came to Jehoshaphat, the king of Israel, and said, yeah, your good is dead. 24 hours, the enemy's going to be here. I saw them coming. And so what he does is he makes an appeal to heaven. He cries out to God, and he says, God, what do I do? And he was told, you know, prophetically, this is what you've done. And he repented for that. He says, I'm sorry for the bad contracts, the bad covenants, the bad relationships. I joined with people who professed to be with you, but they weren't. Their fruit wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And it was another king of Israel, but it was wrong. And then God gave him a battle strategy to be able to position himself, to hear from God, to be able to march out against the enemy. And you'd be really surprised. He says, I want you to focus on the victory. I want you to focus on, we would say, the third great awakening, because if you'll do that and you begin to praise me and you begin to march out, even in the face of what this terrible storm looks like, if you'll do that, by the time you bank over the hill and you peek over there where you're thinking your enemy's coming, they'll be defeated. You see, the enemy coming against Israel had nothing to do with the enemy. They didn't have power over God. God was upset with his people, and he gave them the opportunity to be able to get right.
Hmm.
And not only does he want us to get right, but he wants to bless us and deliver us. And what happened was, when they came over the bank and they're just praising God, they're thinking you had a fight, they thought they were going to die, but instead they got all the wealth and all the booty of all the enemy was given to them. God had already defeated the enemy. And so we're saying, the best and worst of times, we're saying, listen, you got to position yourselves despite the storm and realize if whatever we've done wrong, repent for it. Our God is looking for the opportunity to forgive us. But we first have to say, forgive me for, and you fill in the blank. And he forgives you. And repent, which means you don't do that anymore. And then you say, I'm going to follow you, which they said, we're going to follow you, God. And God gave that strategy. They began to praise God. And guess what happened? A great awakening happened to Israel. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you are defending Israel. I thank you, Lord, that you are defender of your people, God. And I just pray right now for each one that's watching and listening, yes, Lord God, that they too would join in like Jehoshaphat and say, dear God, we're sorry. Lord, forgive us. We've sinned against you and we've sinned against others. We've made bad covenants, bad relationships, Lord God. Forgive us for that, Lord God. And I pray right now, Lord God, that you would just defeat our enemy, God, that you would take down the enemy and you would send a third great awakening, a revival that just changes the DNA of our nation, that takes us back to your intent for this nation. You have an intent. There's a reason why you caused all the miracles to take place that allowed George Washington and the troops to be able to succeed. There's a reason why we had the Constitution, and that still perplexes man today how it could be working. There's a reason why people are trying to climb over the walls to come into this nation, not other nations, because you have blessed America, and just like you have blessed Israel. Father God, we thank you. And we just pray right now for each and every one, yes, God, that they would experience revival in their own life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.